You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Altoona Elementary School on Tuesday as part of his yearly back-to-school tour. District staff prepared a presentation for Governor Evers showing the dramatic improvements they've made in student achievement over the last 5 years. They credited a program through which students with special needs learned side-by-side with their classmates all day with the help of a special education teacher in the classroom. Following a tour, Governor Evers highlighted the importance of the education funding included in the new biennial state budget. The St. Croix Valley Business Innovation Center has announced new grant funding available for businesses in St. Croix, Polk, and Pierce counties. The organization recently received a $100,000 grant from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, which it intends to distribute as micro-grants to area businesses. The micro-grants aim to help those businesses connect with vital resources and give them a financial boost to grow their operations. Individual businesses could receive up to $9,000 of the micro-grant funding. With school back in session across the state, the Wisconsin School Bus Association is reminding residents to drive safely near school buses. According to a survey conducted by the organization, the rate of illegal school bus passing incidents dropped from 38% in 2024 to 35% in 2025. Still, the one-day survey saw a total of 316 illegal passing incidents, putting children getting on and off their school buses in danger. Drivers should be aware of school buses on the roads and stop when the buses turn on their red flashing lights. Bear hunting season is officially underway in Wisconsin and will run through October 7th. According to a press release from the Department of Natural Resources, over 32,000 residents submitted an application for one of the over 13,000 bear licenses available this year. DNR officials are also reminding hunters to be aware of bear hunting regulations in their zones, specifically when dogs will be allowed. Dogs are not permitted at any time in zones C, E, and F, and will only be permitted through September 30th in zones A, B, and D. One person was killed and another taken into custody in relation to a shooting in Eau Claire over the weekend. According to the Eau Claire Police Department, the incident occurred around the 2300 block of Sunset Drive on Saturday at around 2 p.m. When officers arrived at the scene, they located an adult male dead inside the residence and a woman was taken into custody. Law enforcement authorities say they believe the two individuals were known to each other and it is an isolated incident. They have not yet shared further details of their investigation. A 10-year-old boy and a 74-year-old man were both injured in a township of Ellsworth crash involving a go-kart over the weekend. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred on Saturday near the intersection of 480th Avenue and 830th Street. The 74-year-old was driving east on 480th Avenue when he collided with the go-kart being driven south by the 10-year-old attempting to cross the road. Both were taken to area hospitals with unspecified injuries. City of Rice Lake officials are inviting residents to a public information meeting on the proposed Marshfield Clinic Health System Lakeview Heritage Park. Early plans for the proposed park include an amphitheater with space for around 3,000 spectators, a playground, a fishing pier, and a boat dock. Officials expect the project to cost around $2.4 million. The meeting will be held on Wednesday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. After the meeting, city officials will release an online survey to gather more ideas and input on the proposed park from residents. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking for the public's help with its reforestation program. The DNR is once again offering residents the chance to get paid for collecting red and white pine cones for the program, which are most readily available in early September. The agency will pay $125 per bushel of red pine cones and $70 per bushel of white pine cones. Residents should call state nurseries, including the Hayward Nursery in the Northwest region, before collecting the pine cones to ensure purchasing is still open. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin is joining another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. The new lawsuit seeks to block the Department of Health and Human Services and Department of Homeland Security from using or sharing state Medicaid data. The multi-state coalition is asking the court to bar the transfer of protected health care information by federal agencies for the purpose of immigration enforcement or surveillance, arguing the disclosure violates longstanding confidentiality protections. A recent report released by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that municipalities in the state have been spending more money due to inflation. According to the report, municipal spending increased by a little over 7% in 2023, meaning cities and villages spent about $80 more per resident on average than in 2022. The report also found municipalities saw a nearly 3% increase in general obligation debts, which was the smallest year-over-year percentage increase in the last 10 years, thanks to collecting over $3 billion in property taxes for the first time. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Who's at quarterback? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers host the Middle Tennessee State Blue Raiders Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Will Danny O'Neill start at quarterback for Wisconsin, or is Billy Edwards ready after suffering a sprained knee last week? Luke Fickell.
Don't believe that Billy will be playing. He didn't practice. So obviously Danny would be the guy we would go with, and Hunter would be the backup, and we would just proceed from there.
NFL, the Packers at practice today. They host the Lions Sunday at 3:25. The Brewers play the Phillies tonight, game two of their three-game series. Pat Murphy reviewed Monday's 10-8 loss to Philadelphia.
You know, they got some of the best players in the game on the team, and they did a great job of exploiting us by getting the leadoff guy on base. You can attribute it to a lot of things, but you got to execute, and you can't give up free bases. But the credit goes to the Phillies for their relentless offense, and they did what they had to do.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Office executive producer Greg Daniels says at one point he was determined never to revisit a similar world to the one he created at The Office. But ultimately, he decided to dive back into the mockumentary sitcom world with Peacock's The Paper. Daniels said he changed his mind after seeing The Office at number one on Netflix for 4 years. The Paper is now available to stream on Peacock. Alice Rotunda gave birth to her fourth child in a McDonald's parking lot in Michigan. Rotunda said she always planned to name her daughter Matilda and call her Tilly. But after giving birth in the parking lot of the restaurant that served billions and billions, they added a tweak to the name and will call her McTilly. According to the New York Post, Alice insisted she was in labor, but the hospital staff disagreed and sent her home, resulting in said parking lot birth. This was a tough decision for the Rotundas because McTilly was actually conceived in a Burger King parking lot. Once again, it's McDonald's for the win. Former wrestler Dwayne The Rock Johnson's moneymaker has always been action films, and not even good ones, really. He's made a decent living using his physique and charm to headline very mediocre films. That apparently has all changed now. Johnson shed 60 pounds for a role in his new film, The Smashing Machine, which tells the story of MMA fighter Mark Kerr. The film stars Emily Blunt opposite Johnson as Kerr's girlfriend. Johnson's hard work physically and mentally appears to have paid off as the film just premiered at the Venice Film Festival and received a 15-minute standing ovation, making Johnson sob uncontrollably, according to Variety. It's early, but those who have seen the film are already creating Oscar buzz for Johnson. He appears to have come a long way since San Andreas. In a related story, I've been trying to lose 20 pounds for about 3 years and can't really use the I put it on for a movie role excuse much longer. Everyone loves a comeback story, and there was a big one last weekend at the box office. The film Weapons, in its fourth week of release, regained first place on the big screen over the holiday weekend. The horror film raked in $10 million, bringing its box office total in theaters to $132 million. Jaws, which was first released in theaters in 1975, hit the big screen again last weekend in honor of the big anniversary and pulled in over $8 million. Not a bad haul for what is considered by many the greatest summer blockbuster film of all time. In third place was new release Caught Stealing, starring Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz, which pulled in just under $8 million. Rounding out the top five, Freakier Friday, in its fourth week of release, came in at $6.6 million. And in fifth place was the Benedict Cumberbatch Olivia Williams The Roses at $6 million. Last weekend put closure on the 2025 summer box office. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A few isolated showers or a thunderstorm today. Otherwise, it is going to be mostly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 60s this afternoon. So quite a bit cooler here today. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.fm or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.